My name is David. The scandal surrounding Paul Flowers continues to weigh heavy in the news. Most headline items have a short shelf life these days, but it seems that when a man falls off his horse, Brits like to watch and stare, replay and analyse the whole affair. Perhaps this is because it feels like a personal affront. As Reverend Flowers was in a position of power, we each feel we have a stake in his actions. What he has done affects me. The recent firestorm surrounding the Mayor of Toronto shows the same kind of response. And when Clinton's relations with Monica Lewinsky were uncovered, again, it was like a personal affront to each of us. This sense of personal affront is never felt more forcefully, of course, than when it has to do with our money. There is rightly public anger at this episode, and the inquiries and questions already being asked are utterly necessary. But I fear that the questions it could pose to us as a society will be tacitly ignored. Questions about life at the top. Questions about what can lead to such a fall. Questions about whether I could ever fall off my horse. Reflecting on these, it strikes me how often isolation goes hand in hand with positions of power. Surrounded by people, but not a friend in sight. Working in the church, I know that this problem is particularly endemic among parish priests. There is a sad sense of irony here, given how the early church began. The Acts of the Apostles tells us that the first Christians devoted themselves to fellowship. Fellowship. It's not a word used much these days, but we're poorer for it. It speaks of the deepest kind of friendship. Those kind of friendships where you can be honest enough to tell your friend how life really is, or drop round to their house without notice, or even challenge them on something you think they need to change. I wonder whether those who have fallen from their thrones in recent weeks have any friendships like that. As a society, perhaps we would do well to reflect, and do what we can to avoid becoming a people of increasing isolation.
Breakout Radio, made in County Durham. www.breakout-radio.co.uk